You can repress the self, you can repress the ego, you can behave the way humble man behaves. You can discipline yourself in any way, but it is all circus, disciplining. Deep down you will remain the same. Anybody who knows how to scratch your thin layer of discipline can bring your reality out within seconds. When I say be without the ego, I am not saying repress the ego. I am saying try to understand the ego. I am not saying fight with it. I am saying become aware of it. And the more you become aware of the ego, the less it is. The day you are fully aware of the ego, it is not found. When the ego is not found, then a quality like fragrance arises in you, which is humbleness, which I call ordinariness, just to make the difference from the humbleness, because that humble word has been so much misused by religious people that I have to use the word ordinariness, because no religion have used that word. So I don't want to use the word humble, selfless. I would like that you simply understand that I'm just ordinary as everybody else is ordinary. And this understanding comes by becoming aware of the ego, not by repressing it.